about the fact that people are blind to certain aspects. I'm just wondering if you could expand on that, some books on that, that idea, the things that they cannot see that are right in front of them.
Okay, the question was... you know, I talked earlier about our incapacity to perceive many things that threaten our worldview, and are there books I can recommend that would help people to see the things we don't normally see or talk about? Yeah, this one. This one. And, yeah, the one I'm writing now. A book that was really helpful to me was Neil Everton's The Natural Alien. Totally blew me away. I read it in 1987, and found it in a library, and there was this huge weight went off my shoulders as soon as I read it because, oh my God, I'm not crazy. Or if I'm crazy, there's at least two of us. It was the first time I realized that I'm not crazy, the culture's crazy. And there's this line in there, that this thing he talks about, it's great. And he actually sort of borrowed this from David Ehrenfeld. And what he said was, okay, imagine you give this impassioned defense of the existence of some creature, and then the person you're talking to then says to you, well, that's all very nice, but what good is it? And he said, what do you do then? And the answer that he gave is you say, well, what good are you? And not to demean them, but to show the stupidity of a utilitarian worldview. So that book was very helpful. R.D. Lang's The Politics of Experience totally blew me away. Great book. If I can only list three or four books I've ever read that have been just life-changing for me, R.D. Lang's The Politics of Experience. R.D. Lang, The Politics of Experience. Another one that was really important to me was Susan Griffin's Woman in Nature. Great book. Oh, there's a lot of others too, but those were some of the early ones. Woman in Nature by Susan Griffin. Woman and Nature. Great, great book.